This morning, we have a guest joining us here in our studios, Jacqueline Fiffin from Exira is in with us this morning. Thanks for coming by.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it very much. We're going to talk splash pad this morning. You've been working on a project to bring a splash pad to the community of Exira. That's pretty exciting.
Yes. Yes.
How did this idea come up? Where'd you get the idea?
Well, we have a beautiful Legion Park in our community, and we don't have an aquatic play area. I was driving nine miles, 18 miles round trip to take my own children to an aquatic play area, pool or splash pad, and decided that it's something that the community needed. With four daycares in town and our care center residents, thought it would be a good thing to do for our community.
You bet. Small towns, especially, it can be difficult to work on fundraisers for larger projects and things like that. How's it been received so far?
All of a sudden, it's going great. It is going great. We've got a lot of fundraisers in the works. Being on the radio is going to really help us. We've got a lot of people that are starting to give and realize that our community needs this. We need this for our children.
Well, you obviously believe in this very strongly. I was told you even went door to door trying to get folks involved and maybe to donate.
I did. I wanted to put more word out there. There was a lot of people that weren't aware of what I was doing, and they became more aware, and they were really for it. So I'm hoping to have the backing of everyone in my community, everybody that has small children that want to have somewhere to go, even for family events.
Well, I know over in Walnut, when they did the splash pad project a few years back, one of the things that they were hoping is that it would draw some people in as well from other communities to bring their children in, and I think they've seen that.
Yes, yes, and with us conjoining with Elkhorn and Kimbleton, it will be a great place for them to be able to go when they have to attend the Exira school for our school outings. It'd be a great place for them to go.
Jacqueline, when you get people who are interested in doing some sort of an aquatic project, then why did you choose the splash pad? Why did that one look attractive to you?
It was something pretty new in Walnut. Less chance of safety issues for the community. There's, you know, zero entrance, so there's no chance of drowning. It will also be good for everybody with all different physical abilities. It's even going to be good for our care center residents, where they can go through it.
That's the thing. So, I mean, you do these projects, and you're thinking children. You know, that's why you do these types of things. But adults get a kick out of it, too.
Yes, yes. I was thinking both, because our care center residents, you know, they really enjoy not just watching. I can see somebody pushing somebody through in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
They are going to really enjoy it.
Yeah. It's a nice draw. I think part of it is because it's different.
Yes, yes. It fit perfectly down there in our little ballpark that we have, the Legion Ballpark, where we've got two nice, beautiful ball diamonds, and within the last 5 years, we got a new ballpark shelter, and it's very nice with the kitchenette and everything, and it's a nice place for families to get together and have a get-together.
You bet. Have you put some drawings and things together? Is there kind of something that folks can look at and see what the finished product
there
would
is.
Look like?
There is. We just updated our cover photo on our Facebook page, which is Little Hands Legion Splash Pad. And there is the drawing there, the actual drawing of what it's going to look like.
So they can actually go online to the Facebook page. What is the Facebook page? It's Little Hands?
Little Hands Legion Splash Pad.
So it's Splash Pad. Okay, and then they can just do a search in Facebook and find that real easily.
Yes.
Okay, very good. Well, that helps then, too. As far as donations go, do you have a target? Is there a price that you need to reach?
In order to start doing the matching grants, you need to get to 20,000.
Okay.
And I'm about 7,000 shy of that.
Okay. So you're off to a good start.
Yes. Yes. Off to a really good start.
How can folks donate? How would they go about doing that if they would like to get in on the project?
More than welcome to go up to Exchange State Bank and just say you're there to donate for Little Hands Legion Splash Pad. They can also email me at exirasplashpad@gmail.com. Or they can just go ahead and call me if they'd like, if they want more information.
Lots of ways to do that. Now, do you have some folks that are working with you on this project? It's not just you alone, is it?
It is not just me alone. I have Susan Grieving, who's my grant writer. I have Terry Thompson and her daughter, Steph Thompson. They've been a big help to me just recently with a fundraiser down at Ragbri and Villisca with the dunk tank. I have Donna Dennis. And there's many more that would do a lot. They're willing to help me.
I'm guessing there's room for more if folks would like to help.
There's always room for more.
There's always work to be done. Do you have a timeline for this? It's getting late in the summer now, but do you have a timeline set?
I don't. Just when it gets completed, when we get to that amount where we can start writing those matching grants and going to kind of put it in God's hand.
Yeah, see how things go.
Yeah.
And we mentioned Walnut earlier. You've had a chance to visit quite a bit with those folks over there and what they've been through.
Yes. Yep. Takes a lot of water usage. Mm-hmm. So we are going to incorporate in ours a recyclable water system. So it'll be a little bit better for the community. Recycle, reuse.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, and it keeps the costs down that way, too.
Yes.
Is there a charge when people use these types of things? Will there be charges and things when you get to that point?
Nope. There will be no charge. It will be free. Once a year, I plan doing a fundraiser for the cost of the chlorine and the maintenance.
So otherwise, folks can enjoy it.
Yes.
The nice thing is that way you don't have to fence it. You don't have to enclose or protect it in any way, shape, or form to allow for people to come in through a gate or something like that. That just keeps your costs down.
Yes.
Well, that's awesome. Can you talk a little bit about how the project is going to, or how the fundraising is going to go? You're taking donations and things, but will you have fundraisers here beforehand? You mentioned trying to do an annual once you get it going for expenses. Will you try to do some fundraisers here coming up?
Yes. We plan on attending Exira's Fall Festival. That's coming up the last Saturday in September. Plan on doing Scratchery Cupcake is in the works. We've talked with them, and they're going to help us on a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. That should go over well because people stay in line for those cupcakes.
They do. Well, you find something people like and try to see if you can figure out a way to make a couple of bucks off of it that way.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. So if folks would like more information, then really what the easiest way to do it is call, go online. The easiest way. Okay. Very good. And again, that's, let's see if I can remember, Little Hands Legion Splash Pad.
Yes.
On Facebook. Yes. And they can find out a lot more. And you have some of the pictures and images and things there, too, that they can check out.
We just put up the new picture on our cover photo of what it's going to actually look like.
Very good. And, you know, there are a lot of folks that might be from the Exira area, but maybe don't necessarily live there anymore, live in other communities. They're welcome to donate, too.
They are. They are. It's for the generations of all our children.
Yeah, I guess that's something, too. I never thought about that. What's the lifespan on something like that once you construct a splash pad project? Does it last as long as it lasts, considering how well you take care of it?
As long as you maintain it.
Sure.
And take care of, you know, do the maintenance on it and keep up on it and have people to care for it and keep it up to date.
It's a long-term project.
It is.
Absolutely. Very good. Well, Jacqueline, thanks so much for coming in here this morning. I appreciate you visiting with us, and best of luck with the project. Hope you get going here. It'd be nice to be able to, like I said, this summer is kind of getting late, but if you can get fundraising taken care of here in the next several months, maybe the project gets going next year. Maybe folks by this time next year are enjoying it.
Yes, that is the hopes, the goal.
Wouldn't that be fun?
It would be wonderful.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for your time.